Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Today, Emmy-winning actress, producer, and director Kira Sedgwick is here. Plus, our friend and TV host, author Elaine Welteroth, and her mission to improve women's health. And Taylor Swift spotted over the weekend at Coachella with her man. What Travis did for Taylor that fans are loving. And we're talking about it.
From Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, so it's Today with Hoda
and Jenna.
It all starts right now.
Hey everybody, how are you? Welcome. It's April the 15th. We're back in New York City.
Do you feel like part of you is still in New Orleans?
You know our soul is still there.
I feel like we left something there. I can't quite figure it out.
Our soul remains there. That is our celebration place.
We had so much fun.
You know what? New Orleanians are totally different than everybody else in the country. They're just different.
Yeah.
I mean, people dressed up in costumes. They came. They're dancing. Like, look at the.
I mean, I feel
that's
like
just
we
what
ate,
it was.
We drank.
We did.
We sang. We danced. We did all the things.
So many things we planned because of being there, but so much of the fun was like spontaneous and crazy and just the way it works out.
Oh my
and it
gosh.
Was like, what nice people. And anyway, it was a great time.
We had a wonderful time.
New Orleans and Company, they really know how to roll out the red carpet.
They do. And let's go back next year.
Okay. Done and done.
Let's go back next year. And you also celebrated your mom's birthday.
We had so much fun. So my brother's wife and kids, everybody came. My mom's birthday is actually on April 17th, but we all came and decorated. We decorated the room. It was really fun. And she walked in.
And you had a little dinner.
Oh my God. We had dinner and we opened presents that the kids made. And Haley read this card that said, "Dear Tata, you're the star of our family.
Aww.
Love, Haley." And I just stood there. My mom was just like melting. But anyway, it's all the tiny, beautiful things together. And how about you?
Well, Mila Hager turned 11.
Wait,
Mila
11?
Hager turned 11. Oh, yeah, that's
look at
the
me
last
back
time
in
she
the,
will ever
oh,
be
yeah.
on the show.
Memorialized right there. So
that
what
was
is,
the last
what did
time
you do?
She'll ever come. We went to the American Dream Mall, which if any of y'all visit this area or live in this area,
go.
It is quite a extravaganza.
Well,
I don't know why I felt like taking 15 girls to like a water park and then a theme park. And
by the
then,
way, and it's all within a mall for real. Like you can shop at the Gap and then go on the roller coaster.
Henry and I rode the roller coaster. Henry,
did
and
you
I,
ride the
we
one?
We rode the orange one.
Yes, the orange one. That's the
and
good
then we
one.
Also did the, swoosh,
the purple one.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you do the purple
yes,
one?
Yes, I did the purple one and the orange one. They're both scary.
It's scary. We had a blast.
They're real roller coasters within the mall.
No, I know. It's very
and tell
strange.
About the water park.
And then the water park is in a mall. And we were in the water park. I forgot my bathing suit.
Good for you.
I forgot
Thank
my
God.
Bathing suit. But Mila and her friends
were all
had a blast. And it was wonderful until we lost one child.
Okay.
We had
that happens.
A partner system, which I was a teacher. I'm like, I mean, the night before I was sort of thinking, what am I doing?
How am I going
to
do this?
Even in New Orleans on our road to the airport, Laura was like, get matching rash guards.
Oh,
so we were trying to order, which was
rash
smart.
Rash guards, that's smart.
But they couldn't come in time.
No, they couldn't.
So I just let it go. And I thought, you know what? I was a teacher. I took 24 kids on a subway in Washington, D.C. by myself. I got this.
And then what?
Well, turns out I didn't really have it. When it's your own children who don't listen to you the way your students did. And I said, please stay with your partner. That's the number one rule. And the number two rule is be up here at 2:15. Well, nobody showed up at 2:15.
Right.
And I panicked because the smallest among us, Poppy's little friend, who's the cutest, sweetest, like I wouldn't choose which child to lose, but I would not want to lose her. Okay. If I could save one child,
it would have been her.
Well, I mean, and my children too, right?
So what happened?
If this was the Titanic, she went missing. And
that's the most terrifying, horrible. What did you do?
How do you think
panicked.
I acted?
You screamed.
Absolute panic. Poppy, there was a buddy system for a reason. Well, she didn't want to go on the scary ride.
Oh, geez.
And I said, we never leave
never.
People behind. Poppy
never.
Was like.
So
finally I found her waiting Where by
was
the
she?
Lion from some movie. And Poppy did mention she might be waiting for me by the lion, but I said, you should have made that, like, that should have been the headline.
Right, not like, I don't know.
She thought she was in the wave pool, so I was looking for one child
in
the wave pool.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That is, by the way,
anyway,
I've
realized
all well that ends well.
I love Mila.
But you're never doing
happy birthday. I am retiring from water parks, even though the American Dream Mall is, if I go to any, that's the one I'd go to. I am retiring from big parties. I've decided... Nope.
Keep it tight.
I've said you could have your cousin and a friend.
Yeah.
We could do Keep small it. Things.
No more big ones.
Mama is done.
Mama's done.
In fact,
you've had it.
I think we need to make a Mama is done list.
Okay, I'm ready.
Of things that we're never doing again.
Okay. Mama is done.
Go big with that. Parties. Mama's
yeah, big
done.
Parties done. Mama's done when you're begging to stay up late. The answer's no. Mama's done. Not even 5 minutes late.
Done. No, no,
Go,
no.
Keep
Guess
going.
When the bedtime is? 6:22, kids. Yeah. Guess what else Mama is done with?
What?
Mama is done with ungrateful behavior.
Yeah. Good.
You better say thank you and
right.
please.
Mama's done with you saying, I don't like my dinner.
Oh, yeah. Mama's done.
Mama's done with that.
Mama's done.
What
Guess
else?
What Mama's done
Keep
with?
Keep going.
Hal Hager jumping on top of me without any warning.
That,
no
by
warning.
The way, that
a
can
full
top,
body weight.
By the way, that can topple a mom over
done.
In moments.
Guess
Hope,
what I'm done
Hope
with.
Does that. She
full,
launches.
Full.
You don't even know when you turn on. She goes, Mama. And then there's like an airborne kid like coming
it's
at you.
It's dangerous for you. It's dangerous for them. We're done. You know what else we're done with? No, we could go on forever.
Okay,
anyway,
one more.
You know what else I'm done
Say
with?
Say it. Good. I feel better already.
Don't you feel good?
Yes, I feel better.
We are done.
What?
Well, I'm done with myself threatening things that are never going to come true. For example, yesterday when Hal wouldn't go to bed, I said, if you keep doing this, you might have to stay in timeout all day tomorrow. And he goes, you're never going to put me in timeout all day. I don't believe you. I have sports camp. You're never going to put me in timeout all day. And I'm like,
you're right. I know. I did that with them last night. I said, if everyone does not go to bed, there'll be no books at all next week or the week after. And I was like, why am I piling on?
Yeah.
That's never
no.
happening.
We're done with punishing ourselves by putting them in a situation where we have to play all day. We're done. In fact, I'm done playing for a little bit, too. Okay?
We're tired of playing.
I'm done playing
I don't,
games
how about
in
this?
The ground.
I don't want to play Uno Flip anymore.
Me neither. By the way,
Uno
I don't
flip.
Even get what flip. I don't even get what
you
that means.
You have to flip the whole deck
no,
over.
I quit.
It's complicated.
It's too long.
Coming up next, big relationship news. Sofia Vergara and the new man in her life.
Plus, the Golden Bachelor calls it quits. Justin's here with all the scoop right after this.
Oh,
we just
I'm done.
We're done.
We're done.
Mamas are done.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Ha ha ha! Okay, Justin Sylvester, one of his favorites. He's here. He's in real life, and that can mean only one thing.
We love when he's IRL. It's time to get the scoop. Justin, what are we beginning
you
with?
You guys, the scoop is scooping today. I got to tell y'all.
It is?
Yes.
Tell us what's scooping.
Did you hear about Sofia Vergara?
No.
Tell us.
Okay. Well, yes.
We kind of did.
She kind of sort of went IG official with her new man, but I don't think she meant to go IG official with her new man.
Why? Wait, it was an accident?
Okay, so here's how it started. Follow me here now. So she and her other man, Joe Manganiello, broke up last July.
I remember.
She's been seen out with this doctor named Justin Solomon, who has a PhD in fine. Look at this man right here. Oh, he has got two PhDs in fine. But she's been real cagey about this man. She hadn't confirmed
Wait, are they holding hands there?
Holding hands. Oh. But cut to a knee surgery.
Oh.
She just had a knee surgery.
Okay.
She was in a good mood, probably because she was on them good meds.
Oh.
Not only did she post a photo of this man, she also tagged him, and she said, love you, Dr. Solomon.
Oh.
If you ever get major knee surgery, make sure you get a handsome
doctor who will sleep with you that night.
Wait, I have to tell you, this reminds me of the time my dad got surgery and called Henry to tell him he loved him.
Exactly.
Henry, do you think that's what it was? Are you okay?
Meds?
Are you okay? He's like, I love you, man. And then the next day, he took it back.
No, for sure. But how many times have you been on like a third date with somebody?
Had a few too
many guests, and you're like, I love you.
Do you think, but she left it up. She didn't take it down.
Well, you can't put the genie back
in.
He is
a handsome.
He's very fine.
He is.
She's got great taste. She's got great taste.
Yeah. Okay, great. Okay, so we're, some really sad Golden Bachelor news.
Yeah, what happened
we're
there?
We're surprised.
I have not been this sad since Brad and Jen broke up years ago. It's been a long time. But Gary and Teresa, the Golden Bachelor, they broke up after 3 months of marriage. Now, apparently,
let's hear it. I want to know.
They said the struggle was that they couldn't figure out how to live between New Jersey and South Carolina. Daddy got a theory here.
Okay.
All right. I think that.
What was that?
Getting my lips wet. I'm just making sure they're wet to make sure I got it. You know what I mean? In case I have to turn a page.
I wasn't sure. I've never seen that.
Yeah, yeah. In case I have to turn a page on
them. We wanted you to redo it because it was on TV this time.
Yeah, we didn't understand.
Here's my theory.
Okay, go.
Everybody was hyped up about the Golden Bachelor. Bachelor franchise hadn't had this kind of hype since Trista and Ryan.
Is that true?
Yes, and Trista and Ryan got married on TV.
Yeah.
And I think
they're still married.
And allegedly, they got paid $1 million for that wedding. But obviously, we're in love with one another. I think Gary and Teresa got caught up in the hype because I've never been married in America before. But normally, Mexico don't count. But normally, you figure out where you're going to live at before.
But you think it's the money?
I don't think it's the money. I think you get caught up in the love and the hype.
Well, The Bachelor
and everybody was talking about the show.
Couples goals, this and that.
Yeah.
Well, here's the bad news for Teresa. So I have a friend who's a bachelorette. Hey, Rachel Lindsay. And apparently in your contract, you can't keep the ring unless you've been married or together for at least 2 years.
Maybe she knows, Neil. Maybe she knows.
I don't know, girl. $75,000 is pretty in my account.
Okay.
So maybe Neil might get it.
So now
we think Kathy Lee should be the next Golden Bachelorette, but we're hearing that there's some
competition.
All right. Yeah. I feel bad for Kathy Lee because I know you guys were rooting
for her. Yeah, we're Team Kathy.
Kelly and Mark were rooting for her.
Oh, they were?
Yes, they were. Everybody is talking about.
It's the whole thing.
But Susan Lucci has now come into the group chat because she said Susan Lucci's in the group chat now. She said how much she's a fan. She's single. She's ready to mingle.
So you think it'll be Susan Lucci?
I think it'll be Kathy Lee Gifford.
Oh.
I really do.
Is this a thing that the whole internet's talking about and such?
Yes. Everybody has been talking about it. You guys started that rumor, and I love you guys for that.
Well, Kathy did say that they did reach out to her, and she was explaining to them that she didn't want to do some of those scenes. But what I was...
she didn't want to be in a hot tub.
But what we were saying was, if you put romance back, because I think that's the thing that's missing all the way. If you get a letter, get a note, read it, what it feels like, you know, to have real romance instead of the way it's going now. Like, I feel like she could bring it back.
I think she really could bring it back. And everyone's been rooting for her for so many years being on this show.
Yeah.
That people would love to see her on there.
Okay, well, we'll see.
All right.
Let's see.
Now, wait.
Met Gala's
big. Are you going, Justin?
No, I didn't get my invitation this year. Anna Wintour.
Not yet.
No, yeah. But everybody is super excited. It's the biggest night in fashion. We're hearing that Kendall Jenner is going, Olivia Rodrigo, and of course, Rihanna. Mm-hmm. But my eyes will be on Gisele Bündchen.
Why?
Who's going to show up, and I'm dying to know if she's going to show up with that jiu-jitsu trainer.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Not my boyfriend.
Oh, my God. I wonder. She always looks so good, too.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
A manager hit me up last week and said he offered me $20,000 if I can get his very famous client onto those Met steps.
Wait, hit you up for this?
Yes, because somehow I'm supposed to know everybody in the book. But I do know people at the Met Gala, and I'm trying to work it out for that
who?
$20,000.
What?
I can't say who it is, but here's the problem. Anna Wintour sees every guest that's coming. She pairs them with every designer, and not only that.
Oh, she does that?
She looks at every sketch before the dresses are made to make sure they go with the theme.
Wait, for each guest?
For each guest.
I didn't know that.
So the time Kim Kardashian looked like she was in curtains, Anna Wintour said, you should be in curtains.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I did
well,
not
thank
know
you,
that.
Justin.
All right.
You can catch Justin.
Weeknights at 11
on our sister network, E! Up next, y'all, actress Kira Sedgwick. We're going to talk with her about her new play and her 35-year-old marriage.
Yes!
We love her. Right after this. I don't know why.
You know when someone just comes in with great energy?
Yes, I do.
We are so happy to start our week off with one of our favorite people, Golden Globe and Emmy-winning actress Kira Sedgwick.
Kira is starring in a new play here in New York. It's called All of Me, which looks incredible. We're so happy you're here.
By the way, you walk in, you dance to the music in the commercial, you have a lightness about you. I mean, this is just kind of how you travel your way through life. Is this what you do?
I mean, any chance to dance, I'm going to go for it. I just think that life is so hard and right now is so crazy that like, I'm
gonna rock with you all night, dance to into the sunlight.
Oh, I mean,
wait, that we need,
we gotta
do that energy because the world is crazy.
So crazy.
We're having a little turmoil in our own homes with young children.
Right.
Grown children.
I have such grown children.
I can't believe they're so grown.
Well,
they're
neither.
In their 30s, is that right?
They're 32 and 33, I think. I don't know. I'm in denial of time passing.
So how did you change the energy when things were young, when they were young and things were wild?
Man, I don't know. It's so hard. It's such a hard transition.
It really is.
Because you go from first of all, you go from being able to fix everything to totally not being able to fix anything.
Yeah.
You go from, I have the right to tell you what to do to, I definitely don't have the right to tell you what to do. Offered information, you know, like suggestions or sometimes like, you know, another way to be hostile, I think, you know, like the loving suggestion thing.
Yes.
So it is definitely a constant, like, I'm going to go into the dance. I'm going to step out of the dance.
Yeah.
I'm going to go into the dance. And like, then you have to take your cues from them. So I don't know. I have no secrets except that you just try to figure it out a day at a time and hope that they still want to hang out with you.
Totally.
Were you and Kevin a united front when it came to parenting?
For sure.
How did you
have to
did you plan that out?
You know, I don't think we planned it. I just think that we are similar in that way.
Yeah.
We're like, this is important. This is less important.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't think that we ever thought something, you know, felt very differently about the way to parent the kids, but also to like discipline them or not discipline them.
By the way, your relationship with him is so fun. Even the little bits you show on Instagram or whatever. I like the other one that you just showed. There's a caption that you wrote, and they say after you've been together for a while, you start to look alike.
Oh, God.
What is happening there?
You do look alike.
You do.
Right?
What's going
People
on?
Tell you that.
No.
You
don't
think you do?
I don't think we look alike.
Well, with the glasses and the
and dress the same.
I mean, we did that. I mean, I literally was wearing his tank top and his jeans, which is a little scary that I can fit into his tank top and jeans, but never mind.
When he was here the last time, he spoke so lovingly about you, and it was something so small. He said that he had a blister and that you kind of stopped and put a band, like that it really is about
the little things. It's the tiny things. It's the tiniest of things. Yeah, totally.
It's so sweet.
I mean, I love that. And I also love how you don't feel like a Hollywood couple. I mean, we were saying that we were down underground on the one train, and yeah. I was like, hey, Kira. You're like, hey. We were just walking through. But there's something about you and your husband that doesn't seem like Hollywood. Has that been also kind of a, I don't know,
conscientious
effort?
I mean, I don't know. You know, I think, you know, I was raised in New York. He was raised in Philly. Yeah, like, yeah. You know, we brought our kids up in New York. I don't know. I'm not really sure. It's what we do. It's not who we are,
yeah.
right? I don't really know. Uh-huh. I think we've just sort of always had the same priorities, which was like, keep your feet on the ground.
Yeah.
Plus, like, our work lives.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like it's been easy and, you know, it's longevity is hard.
Yes.
Like, you have to keep on working on trying to get a job. So, like, there's no, like, fantasy of, like, life is so easy and, you know, Hollywood is so easy and movies are so easy. It's like, it's all just
a lot of work. Okay, this play looks so beautiful, and family really is at the heart of it.
Totally.
Tell us about it.
Totally. It is a romantic comedy / dysfunctional family story, which, you know, I'm a big fan of. It's very funny. It's very moving. It also has two disabled actors in leads who are the romantic leads.
Oh my God, I love that.
And they use something called AAC technology, which is text to talk technology. So they're doing typing, and it's coming out, you know, like the Stephen Hawking. One has a voice that's a little more.
Yeah.
And it really supports the comedy.
Oh my gosh.
And it's something that we've never seen before. And it's just, they're great. And the show is wonderful.
Where can you see the show?
It's at the New Group.
Yeah.
We start performances April 23rd, but we'll just be in previews for a couple of weeks. And then we open right around Mother's Day. And the New Group is on 42nd Street between 10th and 11th, I think,
amazing.
Actually.
Well, if you guys are in New York,
yes.
and see this. It's supposed to be incredible. We
Kira,
can't wait.
Thank you. But you're going to stick around. You're not leaving us. You're going to let us snoop your social.
All right.
Coming
let's
up
do it.
After this.
We are back with actress Kira Sedgwick, whose Instagram account is a must follow. All right, you and Kevin are always doing some kind of crazy things, so can we snoop your socials?
Sure.
Is that all right?
Sure.
We feel a little weird, but you said it was okay.
Yes,
it was
indeed,
fine.
Indeed.
We're detectives.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to show you a photo or video from your Instagram page, and then you can just tell us what's happening.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
All right. The first one is a family affair. It's all you guys singing a cappella.
Mm. No, you're
with
singing
alpacas?
With alpacas.
So
they
Kevin
like to
started
sing with
this,
the goats.
Yeah, he sings with the animals, and so we were all together, which was unusual. And Travis's girlfriend Angie is there too, and Travis and Sosie are there, and Kevin and Kira are there, and our incredible alpacas. And Sosie's boyfriend is shooting, and it was, I don't know who came up with that song, but it was really
hilarious.
Fun. It took me a really long time to get it on the ukulele, and it was hilarious. And we probably did 30 takes.
Have you guys always played instruments, or is this new for
Kevin?
You?
Kevin.
Yes.
And Travis have always, and Sosie too, actually. But he gave me my ukulele when I was 40.
Mm-hmm. And you started taking lessons?
And I started taking lessons.
Cool.
I play very mediocrely, but
it's fun.
I
do still play.
Yeah,
yes,
like
I play.
Okay, the next one is really great. It's you and Kevin dancing together.
Yeah. Those cards you laid out?
Yeah, you're supposed to, you cut the cards in half. You cut the 52 cards in half, and then you put, and then one goes this way, one goes this way, you make a heart, and then you dance.
We could have done that.
We should have done that.
Next year. You really are.
Did your kids ever get embarrassed by y'all's love? Because our kids hate it when we make out.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, definitely. No, definitely, definitely. And I'm sure it must be such an annoying thing. Everyone going, you paint your nails such a long time. It's so good. It must be like a little bit of a pressure.
Exactly. I bet they also love it.
Yeah.
All right. We've got a throwback photo. Is this the very first photo of you guys? Let's take a look.
Yeah.
Where's this?
So we were doing a TV movie for PBS called Lemon Sky. Aww. And this is both of us in costume. He had a huge crush on me. I had no idea.
He kept
trying after every day of shooting. He was like, hey, everybody, you want to go out for dinner? And I'd be like, no, I'm going to go home and work. And so then he'd go out with everybody else, pay for the check.
And
then the next day he'd be like, hey, guys, you want to go out for dinner? I was like, no, it's the only one in the cast that said no. He was always... Anyway,
he
finally,
just hoped and hoped that one
hoped
day you would
hoped.
Say yes.
And did you say yes then?
No, then, I mean, do you have a few minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. So this story is that, you know, we were working working together, staying at separate hotels. And he said to me one day, have you ever had a massage? Which is quite a line. But I was like, I haven't. And then he goes, there's this really great massage therapist at my hotel. And I was like, great, I'll get a massage at your hotel. And he goes, hey, and if you happen to be finished with your massage, after I'm finished in the gym, because that's where you get your massage, we could go out to dinner, huh? And I'm like, okay, that's not going to happen. I get out of my massage and there he is, like, oh, working out on the Stairmaster, but I'm done now. I want to get dinner. And I'm like, how did that happen? Turns out later he actually called the hotel and found out what time my massage was.
Over.
And then we went out to dinner because I was trapped. I had to go out.
It shows you that stocking, friendly stocking can sometimes work.
Sometimes, yeah. Oh, the big payoff.
I love Kira, it. We adore
Thank you so much.
And if y'all are in New York, you can catch Kira and all of me. It is opening May 12th. Previews begin April 23rd.
All right. Coming up next, author and advocate Elaine Welteroth, her mission to help women as they approach motherhood, coming up right after this.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
This week marks Black Maternal Health Week, and according to the CDC, the maternal mortality rate is three times higher for Black women.
Yeah, that's why journalist and advocate Elaine Welteroth is doing something about it.
Hi, Elaine.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Good.
So good to see you. Tell us about this.
Well, it's Black Maternal Health Week, and I was here with you guys last year, almost a year ago, with my baby, and I remember talking about this issue through the lens of having a fix-it spirit, because I don't know about you, but I'm just so tired of seeing sad stories about moms losing their lives after childbirth. Yes. And when I learned that 80% of those maternal deaths are preventable, I'm like, so why aren't we working on solutions? More of us talking about solutions. Yes. So I wanted to come back and talk to you guys about the solution I'm building.
And you chose the midwife route, right?
Yes, I did.
Let's take a look.
Yeah, let's take a look.
Ladies, I am so happy to meet you. And I also want to lead by just saying congratulations.
Yes.
We have so much to celebrate, ladies. Yes. You have a beautiful six-month-old baby that just stole my heart in the hallway when I was walking in, those gorgeous eyes. And you are 6.5 months pregnant, looking beautiful, just glowing like a goddess. Tell us a little bit about your experience into motherhood and for you, how you're settling into motherhood.
Six months in, it's been so expansive. You know, it's like a really beautiful well that I've tapped into, like patience and things that I didn't think I had.
And Ashley, tell me a little bit about your journey.
I wake up every day just like you have a little human growing inside of you, and it feels so amazing. So I had a miscarriage, 3 miscarriages in 1 year. And each time I felt like, okay, I'm healed, I feel good, got pregnant, another miscarriage. And now that I'm finally in this pregnancy, I feel like there was some sort of missed synchronization that just wouldn't allow it to come into fruition.
I realized my literacy around like birth and my body and what happens was so low, even though like I'm a journalist, supposedly I'm smart, you know, I do research about things, I know how to advocate for things I believe in, but I came into this motherhood journey just really shocked at how little I knew about how to navigate it, and then especially how to navigate the medical system, which was very daunting. What led you to this alternative path?
Well, for me, I'd just grown up with so many instances where The hospital was not a safe space for my family. And, you know, my father passed away in the hospital due to, they just missed something, you know? And I've never felt safe in the hospital. I knew that that was not something that I wanted. Like, you hear it, there's a complication, get a C-section. It's the first thing that they go to all the time. And, you know, I had a good friend who had another experience with C-section where they didn't allow the pain medication to kick in long enough. So she was, you know, she was conscious for her whole experience, and nobody listened to her about her feeling all of this pain.
We've heard so many sad stories, and then we see the stressful examples.
Yes.
Black women who look like us. So much of the conversation around Black birth mm-hmm. is fueled by trauma.
Yes.
How did that influence your decision to go the midwifery route?
I have my master's in public health and government policy, and I remember saying that I wanted to continue my doctorate for postpartum grief loss, miscarriages, all of those things. Like, I was already a part of the miscarriage statistic that we have more miscarriages and whatnot, and I know it wasn't associated with the hospital, but I was just like, you know, I don't want to be the other one. Like, I don't want to be that statistic.
What words of affirmation do you each want to share?
I think what reoccurs in my mind, I have to reinstill myself with a lot of, like, this is happening. This you are going to carry full term.
Yes. Like claiming it, calling
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I am enough. It's the one that I used every time I felt like I didn't have enough in labor. I was like, I'm enough, you know? The other one, and my body's intuition will take over.
That's beautiful.
Oh,
oh my gosh, this is so beautiful. So you're here not only to share this important conversation, but you also have some news that you're going to share with us.
Yeah, so we actually kicked off Birth Fund, which is a coalition of families that are coming together to invest our own resources and use our own platforms to cover the cost of care for families all across this country who want access to midwifery but can't afford the out-of-pocket costs. And the reason why we're focusing on midwifery as a solution is because if you look at outcomes, birth outcomes all across the world in other high-income countries like Canada or the UK, you know, or France, they all have much better outcomes than us, and what they all have in common is midwifery as their default birth care model. And it's something that we don't hear enough about in this country, and we don't have access to it because it's not covered by insurance in a lot of places. For me, it was an option that helped me feel safe in the context of this big maternal health crisis. And I also think it's important to call out that, you know, this, Black women are disproportionately affected, 3 to 4 times more likely to die. But it's not a good picture for most of us there, right? And so we can't afford to think of this as a Black woman's problem or a poor person's problem because none of us are immune. The system is broken and it needs to be fixed.
Well, you can't do this alone, so you needed a partner. Who'd you partner with for this?
Well, I can't do any of this alone. None of us can do this alone. This is a big complex problem. It's going to take all of us working to fix it. And I'm so blessed to have some incredible founding funders joining me, locking arms with me, from Serena Williams to Aisha Curry, Kelly Rowland, John Legend,
amazing.
Alexis Ohanian. We have dads getting involved. That's a big piece of this conversation that they've been left out of.
Yeah.
And, you know, no one's more impacted than the dads who are left to come home and raise those kids on their own if their mother isn't making it home from the hospital.
Wow.
So we're involving them. We also have SoFi, by the way, on board as a founding founder, and they are investing actual financial resources into these families because they did research and found that 56% of families feel like they can't even afford to think about having kids. So there's a maternal health crisis, and there's also an economic crisis that are overlapping here. And so we want to equip families to feel excited about this time in their life, not to feel scared.
Yeah.
You know, and when I talked to you guys about this last time, I said, let's come with a fix-it spirit, you know, and let's work together
to
fix this problem.
Doing.
And you
it's
came
amazing.
Back here with a solution.
I know,
that's
you're
pretty incredible.
Elaine, congratulations.
Thank you, Elaine. Thank you so
thank
much.
You
we
so
appreciate
much.
It.
Thank you, thank you. Coming up next, y'all, one of my favorites, best-selling author, Miss Straub, and her mom, Susan.
Yeah, they've got a new book, and they're celebrating grandmothers and mothers and daughters after this.
Oh. All right, we love it when best-selling author Emma Straub comes to visit. But today is extra, extra, extra special because Emma is here with her lovely mom, Susan Straub.
Okay, together, they have collaborated on a new picture book. It's called Gaga Mistake Day. It's all about the fun that ensues when an eccentric grandmother babysits her granddaughter. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Jen is busting.
I know.
I mean,
well, because,
yes.
You know, I fell in love with your daughter maybe a long time ago, 10 years ago, we sat next to each other in the makeup room. And I was like, who could have created the sunny delight of a person? And it turns out it was you. And this
I'm
book,
surprised too.
She's the best. And this book is so much fun because it really is about just letting grandparents be grandparents. Yeah. Sometimes we as parents like to control things.
We overparent, but tell us about it.
We just had so much fun making this book together. We put so many things that Gaga really does in this book, like, you know, too many bubbles in the bathtub and cake for really any reason. And
marshmallows.
Lollipops.
Marshmallows, yes.
I like it all. First of all, can we just comment on how cute y'all are sitting there? I can't.
Matching.
Emma and Gaga with your matching outfits and earrings and your stuffy. So, Gaga, how much input did you have on the content of this book?
Well, the content was really shared. I think we structured things that a grandparent does on the parents' day off to do their errands.
Yes.
So the kinds of activities that...
You really do.
We really do.
Yeah.
We walk backwards to the park. We play. I actually like Connect Four.
Yeah.
But children don't always play it the right way, so the grandmother doesn't have to either.
Yeah.
Just do your thing.
Yeah. My favorite part is when you're supposed to tuck the baby in for a nap, the little girl for a nap, but then you fall asleep too with a cat. That feels
And by the way,
real.
And here's the picture Jen is talking about. You happen to be holding the same stuffy.
Oh, yeah.
Is that your little guy?
At the moment, yes. My emotional support.
This goose came with us to every school visit we've done.
How many of you? Goose, you've been on tour, the two of you.
We've been on tour.
Chicago and Milwaukee.
Yeah, we've
so
been
much fun.
In
wow.
and out of all these schools. And at every school, the kids would rush up afterwards just to give
just
this
a
goose a little high
five. What are the
five.
Kids saying? What are they saying to you guys on tour?
Well, they asked our age.
Oh, yeah, we want.
They asked our favorite color. They asked about cats and cake.
Yep. All the
Now, did
stuff.
You pass? Did you pass down the love of cats and reading? I know you and your husband Peter too, who was a writer, probably passed a lot of this on to Emma. What were your?
We always had family reading.
Yeah.
Always. And I think it's probably one of the nicest parts of any day with small children.
Mm-hmm.
When they get older and they can read on their own, it may fall off a bit. But it's really nice for parents and children to share story and art. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that it's in any other way. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it is. For me, it's not.
But because it's also about the cuddling.
Yeah.
You know, it's also about the physical proximity.
Yeah.
I mean,
do you remember your mom reading to you?
Oh, of course, of course. I mean, she still does, you know? And I mean, my kids are 8 and 10 now, but I am still in their beds every night reading.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there until they kick me out.
Me too. Me too. And you know what is even fun so that you can read with older kids is joint reading.
Yes.
I have my
every
iPad, which is, I hate to say I'm not reading hardcover books, but and they have their books and we're still together and they're still a
cozy
cat.
In bed.
Yeah. And you guys are the best. This book is a beautiful Mother's Day gift.
We're
going to give it.
We're going to give it to my mom.
Well, I'm going to give it to my mom, too. And I love to give it to my mom.
Shout out to Jessica Love.
Oh,
the illustration.
The art is incredible.
She is an amazing illustrator.
And Books Are Magic is here in Brooklyn. We just saw it on... And just like that.
Yes, indeed.
You're very fancy.
You're the trendiest bookstore
really
in all
are.
Of the nation. Look there
at
it
you.
Is. Cynthia Nixon.
There you go.
Cold winter's day.
Okay,
and you guys can check out Gaga Mistake Day at today.com/books or your local bookshop, like Books Are Magic.
Exactly.
All right.
We'll be back right after this.
Thank you, guys.
That was so sweet.
You guys. We forgot to mention that my friend Emma just won a Guggenheim Fellowship.
Way to go, Emma.
There she is.
There she is.
That's
go,
a
girl.
Huge deal.
Way to go.
Congratulations. And this is her book.
We love it.
Don't forget it.
Tomorrow from the new series Sugar, actress Amy Ryan is
here. Plus, we're going to bust some skincare myths with dermatologist and social media star, Dr.
Shireen Idris.
That's right.
And we'll help you plan your summer travel.
Bye. That's right.
Wayfair's biggest sale of the year is back. Get ready for Way Day. For 3 days only, May 4th through May 6th, you can get up to 80% off at Wayfair. Save on sofas and cookware, dining sets and rugs and beds, wall art, bar cards, floor lamps, ceiling fans, home decor, all things outdoor, and way more. Plus, everything ships free. Don't miss the sale to get up to 80% off everything home, even a garden gnome. Way Day starts May 4th. Head to Wayfair.com now to start filling your cart.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.